Welcome back to the Mum's Edit podcast.
We're live on air in 3, 2, 1.
Hello.
Hi.
Jeepers, whose voice break was that?
Mine.
Which is fair.
Yeah, I think it might be the old tonsy lady.
The old
Ye old Quincy.
Quincy. I just need to get something straight first. Sure. Is its medical term Quincy?
Yeah,
just checking.
Why does that remind me of quince paste?
I don't know. It's a weird fucking name.
Yeah.
It sounds like a whimsical name for a not so whimsical medical.
What does whimsical mean?
Like fairy tale, like Quincy.
Oh, yes. So like a little elf.
Mm. Yeah.
Totally. Gorgeous.
Anyway, guys, I'm out of hospital, got back last night, and I'm straight back into the pod.
I just feel like
fucking grateful.
Commitment. Every episode starts with, I'm back from the doctors, I'm back from the hospital. You need to.
You need to rest more, though.
I think she rests a probably fair amount from what I've seen.
And do you sleep?
This is why. I feel like you don't sleep.
My sleep has been better at the moment, actually, but I think what's happened.
I think I know. I think you need to get your vitamins up.
My motherfucker ones?
Well, no, I've just everything.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, everything.
You know, now that I'm superior because I'm on a naturopath journey.
One naturopath appointment, but yeah.
And I take herbal mixes now and have been for 2 days. So now I get to say that.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, can you not tell?
Do I need can't. Them?
Yeah, I went and saw the beautiful Chloe from Mother's Milk, and legit, I just feel so validated. Yeah. Also, I feel like we need to get her on or a naturopath on because she was talking about heaps of like symptoms with like periods and ovulation, and like you're not actually meant to have pain or like symptoms with your period.
Yeah, I did know that.
But also I get migraines when I ovulate, and I like no doctor could ever tell me here, there or anywhere. And she like explained it in one session and was like, you have a
hormone really whim. I'm really interested to know about the whole pain stuff because like isn't that just what comes with
it? No, that's what they tell you. And then they go, oh, you have painful periods, you should go on the pill from like a young age, but then that just fucks up everything even more basically. Mm.
Would you guys go on the pill again?
Never.
Whoa.
Never.
I would never, ever.
It's actually been classified as a carcinogenic.
What's that mean?
Like,
her words today.
Cancer.
Yeah, it's me.
Carcinogenic and like, Jesus. So is like cigarettes, like all of that stuff. Mm. It's actually, and that's not me just like making that up. It's actually been studies and stuff.
It's
just crazy.
I got so sick on the pill, like migraines every day.
I got migraines every day.
Yeah.
Look, it never,
I was just like
with
psycho.
Me,
yeah. Really. You didn't agree with me. What does really?
Yeah. Look, I was more loopy than usual, very up and down.
Yeah.
So
I wish I had a dollar for every time Ren goes. I've been very up and down every episode.
Oh, but I've been down, down. But we can talk about it.
But you're so up today.
Yeah, because I'm with you guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big time.
Not at home on my own with 3 kids drowning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about it. Let's fucking talk about it.
Well, I feel like the adrenaline's kind of
worn off.
Okay, this is my reality now.
I totally get what you
mean. The Instagram likes are over.
No one cares anymore. No, getting that validation on socials. Honestly, I know what you mean with that adrenaline. The first month, you're like, this is actually. I feel incredible. You're on a high, post-birth hormone high.
Yes,
I'm laughing because if I don't laugh, I'll actually hysterically cry. Because honestly, like just seeing Ren before. Ziggy was just like grizzling and Steph was trying to settle him and I was just like, I just feel glad to be watching.
And I was like, yeah, thanks.
Like, thanks.
It's
like,
when the reality hits.
It's when the reality hits, but also just like obviously waking overnight and then when the boys are there, it's just fucking relentless. They still need me in the night. Ziggy needs me in the night.
And do they wake each other up?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I was, like, feeding Ziggy in bed, but now I get up. Like, I should have thought of that, like,
yeah, but also you're fucking tired. You don't want to get
I'm
up.
I'm tired and it's cold in the lounge room. But now I get up and I feed him in the lounge room and that has helped waking the boys. But, like, sometimes I'll hear, like, pitter-patter and I was like, great.
No.
You're probably not going to go back to sleep now. Like, they're awake for 2 hours the other night.
Or how do you get Ziggy back to sleep and then the boys?
Yes. Like,
so because I just, they're – one of them's awake while you're trying to settle the other one.
And they're like all excited, like, Biggie. And I'm like, no, this is not a time to froth over the baby.
No.
You need to go to sleep.
Or just give him this love when you're awake.
Yeah. So I just feel like I've been, you know, just keeping my head above water.
When you leave last holidays.
Week. Yes. And I have to say that was really hard. And like Sonny had surgery, so he was a little bit off. And so yeah, look, I feel like I'm coming out the other side, but
do you know what? You don't have to be coming out the other side either.
I want to be
because no, the content it would be rich.
In fact, really good. Yeah.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like some days are good, some days are bad, and
yeah,
it can feel overwhelming when you like. I personally think like that. Like I hate announcing like tonight. If I'm like feeling shit, I hate announcing tonight. Like, oh, I'm feeling so much better because then tomorrow could be shit. And then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then I don't have the sympathy
anymore. And I just feel like I need to be kinder to myself. Like, it's like,
yes.
I'm adjusting to three children. So
it's a lot.
And I mean, I'm still adjusting to two. So three.
Actually gives me heart palpitations. Yes. Nate's
going to Sydney tomorrow for his brother's bucks.
I feel like.
And I'm very anxious, mainly because I'm just, like, still quite unwell.
Mm.
And Rosie's got her Cali comp on Saturday and it's just
a lot.
But I can't complain to you.
Oh, yes, you can.
That's right. So moving on.
No, but I get it, though. Like, even when my sister, her husband, like, goes away for a couple of nights, she hates it and she's like, I can't complain to you. I was like, yes, you can. Like, I can imagine. It would be awful.
Good.
Yeah.
So worried about that. And then the weekend after, so next weekend, we've got Nate's brother's wedding. And I think I've spoken about this before. No, it was to your mum, actually, Lil. It wasn't on air. We've decided not to bring Luna to the wedding in Sydney because – number one, I don't have anyone to, like, help take care of her because Nate's mum and dad will probably be drunk, which is great, like, go off king and queen. But mum won't be there. Rosie's a flower girl. So how am I supposed to manage Rosie being in the wedding? Nate's the best man.
Luna will probably fucking crack it. She's not in the wedding.
She'll fucking lose it.
How will she go on her own not being? Rosie being looked after.
I think she'll thrive. Yeah, I think she'll actually love it. She's so good for my mum, like so good for her. She adores her. But I just feel bad. But like she goes to bed at 6 o'clock. She's not a kid that can stay up to 11 o'clock at a wedding reception and be great.
Yeah.
Like, she's just not. And I personally don't feel like I can manage both of them.
Mm. Or nor do you want to.
That's right.
But and I that's just feel okay. Really bad, like,
Luna's not going to be in.
She can be photoshopped in, like technology, AI. Speaking of AI,
me being a doctor, the one that I sent you, the AI photo.
No, that's very funny.
That was stunning.
Also the AI kid, terrifying.
Yeah.
Terrifying. Have you guys done it?
I tried, but I couldn't work out how to do it.
Yeah, I used just one on CapCut, and let me tell you, it was not accurate, and it was very, very both humbling and terrifying, if you will.
Yeah.
So definitely get onto that if you want a confidence boost.
I didn't use it for my kids. I did use it just to see what I might look like in a few different occupations. And one of them was a doctor, and I'm not kidding. I sent a photo to the girls and I said, what do I have to do to look like AI me? Because AI me is gorgeous. But it looks like me, but yeah, it just looks so much better.
Yeah. I think it looks so much just like it.
Oh, stumbling with the words. It's a lie.
No.
Girl.
Mm, don't need it.
There was definitely some a likeness there, but no mirror image, that's for sure.
I just have to go back to the hospital stay because – I actually got upgraded to Flinders Private, which was
– laughed because we're like, it's like a hotel upgrade. I know.
Literally.
But better.
So I was being wheeled off. I just had my fentanyl, which is fucking crazy shit.
What is
I've got a story about fentanyl in a minute.
Okay.
Wow.
So they put it in the drip, like, intravenously while they were doing the scalpel. It was still extremely painful even with that. So, and it's 100 times stronger than morphine.
Holy, I'm actually allergic to morphine.
Well, there you go.
So I wouldn't want that. I go violent.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So.
Holy shit. That's a lot for this time of day. But, yeah, so anyway, and I was just, like, going to sleep because I was so tired. And they're like, we've got your room ready. And I was like, like excited, like where am I going to be, but also very nervous with the four people in the room and they're coughing and you've got nurses coming in and out.
Yeah.
Anyway, we went down this dark, dark corridor and I even said to the guy who was wheeling me down, like, are you super scared right now?
I'm feeling. Did you say that to him?
Yeah.
It's like. And you were on heavy shit.
Some heavy shit. And it was spooky. Like, it was dark, the corridor. And he's like, yeah, there's a lot of shit that happens here. And I was like.
No, he did not.
He said that
you were hallucinating.
He said there is ghosts in the hospital. But that's not.
He'd obviously been there a few times.
Who?
The guy.
Oh,
he's over there. I thought you were wheeling down with someone. I thought you were chatting with
random guy
going down an alley.
That was your dream.
On painkillers that shouldn't be taken.
Anyway, so I was out of it and we were going into this room and it was just like one room. And I said, oh my God, like what did I do to be given my own room? She's like, because, darling, that's all we have here at Flinders Private. And I was like, stop. What? And she's like, it's your lucky day. And
I can't.
And I was like, yes. And I had the best sleep. Like they only woke me once for my antibiotics. And then in the morning, she's like, they were so nice. I can't explain. She's like, now I know you miss your girls, but today until you get discharged, I want you to close your eyes. I'll close the blinds and you just rest. And I was like,
yes.
Thank you. But then.
No.
I get another nurse come in. She might have even been a doctor and she's like, how are you feeling now? And I was like, good, I'm just so tired and just thankful to rest. And she's like, well, it's actually the busiest day that we've had in blah, blah, blah years and the hospital CEO is here and all the board because we're in crisis. So is there any way you could surrender the bed to someone who's waiting for it and we just continue treating you in another room till you go home? And I was like,
It wasn't a chair.
I was like, let me gather my things. And so I'm like, I've gone from having this fucking relaxing day. And I'm not complaining, like the healthcare system's in crisis, but also.
But hilarious, you've gone from being like top grade hotel room.
So then they take me down, me and my trolley, because I had a trolley with the drip in, and they go, here you go. And it was the prayer room.
No.
And so I was sitting in the prayer room with my drip. And then people are coming in and out.
Scary.
Yeah.
Crying.
Like the sacred space. People coming in and out crying. And I'm sitting there with my drip and they're like, it's okay. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Would you like me to move? And they're like, no, it's fine. And I was like, I've just been put here because I think.
You were literally just placed.
Yeah. And then.
And then people are like coming in fully praying for fully recovery. Praying.
And so I felt like I was somewhere I should not be.
And you shouldn't have been, to be honest.
Drips like beeping. I don't have a call bell. I'm attached to this machine that's
plugged into the wall.
Or sitting on a chair and I was having back
spasms. No.
It's like they've forgotten about me. The prayer door's closed. They'd never think to check the sacred space. What if there's a shift change? And now I'm in here. I can't get up. Like I'm attached to this machine. And the lady came back 2 hours later and she's like, so sorry, it's chaos. And I was like, I need to go home. Sorry, I need to discharge myself. Can you please ask the doctor? I need to fast track this. I was like, I can't. I'm going to have an anxiety attack. And she's like, okay. She
also, so people are like crying next to you. Yeah. It was triggering as fuck. I
can't do this anymore. And I text my mum and Nate and I was like, I'm out of here. I'm out of here, guys. So I like literally was like, get this show on the road, guys.
Jesus, hectic for the
I feel so hospitals. Sorry for them, honestly. And when I was in ED, because I actually went to the GP first to try and avoid the hospital, she was like, you have to go straight there. There's nothing that you can do except for getting it drained.
Yeah.
And they can't do that.
Would you want them.
God fucking no, give me the fentanyl.
Yeah.
Because, like, this is what we give the celebrities.
Did he?
Like, because it's, like, the high drugs. I was like,
so what? And then the peasants just get real fiend. Oh, that's
just making a little joke.
Well, they should watch what he says because it's going on air.
No, they were so amazing. But yeah, when I was in ED, I got there at 1 o'clock and I didn't go through till 7.
Wow. Well, that's actually not. I've heard worse.
I know, but they said to me it's like 4 hours maximum that you should be waiting. There were old people.
Oh, just awful. So sick,
like sitting on the floor, vomiting, people
huge
who were
crisis.
Yeah. And a lot of crazy shit went down. Like there was this one lady that had two policemen guarding her, so many security guards guarding people. Then this one guy I heard over the walkie-talkie code black, code black. And Jesus. I was like, oh my God, something's going down. And then this guy was like abusing one of the nurses, which is awful. But I felt like I was watching like one of my police shows.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah.
And all the there was like 8 security guards that were swarming around.
Gee, I'm just picturing you sitting there just element. Frothing like people watching.
I was. But Mum was with me because I told her at 4 o'clock that I was going to go home. She was like, no, you're not. I'm coming up to sit with you. And so Mum was there and we were just like, this is just.
You're wild.
I know. The poor guy next to me needed a liver transplant.
Okay, fine.
Everyone was sharing their different stalker stories. And then this one guy thought he recognised someone that walked in. And he's like, Mum.
Stop.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
But he was going, sorry, I don't know who you are. And he's like, it's me. I worked with you at blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, this is too much. But it was across the whole thing. And I was like dying on the inside of like, please just pretend that you recognize this man so that he's not embarrassed.
Yes, just say, I know you. Just
fucking humor him. Be like, how are you, mate? Sorry you're here.
Yes.
Good luck. That's all.
That's all you have to do to make him feel better.
So, I was scrolling TikTok last night and I came across some wild shiz. There was this girl that was looking for a new job and so she was doing it on LinkedIn because obviously, you know, you can just find a new job there. Then she started applying for jobs and she got a call back from a recruiter and she was like, you know, it was for a tech company and she's like, I found you a really good role. It falls under a tech company you used to work for. They're massive. Mind you, this was in like LA, California. She's like, can you meet us or like send me through resume? And then she sent through the resume. And then she was like, oh, my God, the head person wants to meet you. Can you meet at this cafe? And she was like, well, like, yeah, that's great. And got a phone. She's like, that's a bit weird. I'm meeting at a cafe. And it's like this huge tech company. Calls back and he's like, can you just tell me the address of the tech company? And she's like, oh, I don't know it. And she's like, well, that's weird.
It was a trafficking scam.
Yeah. So
I'm going to steal her.
Well, if anyone would let me finish the story, we'd find out. So then she was like, yeah, we don't know the address. So then she's like, oh, well, I'll just go, whatever. She was 20-something, like beautiful girl. Went and met them at the cafe and she said she was honestly there for like 2 hours and it was a woman interviewing her and she said the woman was asking her anything but interview questions. So like just everything about her life, nothing about the job. And she was like, what's the office address? And she's like, oh, couldn't tell her. And she kept trying to leave. And she said that like woman just kept ordering them like rounds of Diet Coke so that every time she finished her Diet Coke, she'd get another one. And then like if it was a real job, she wouldn't just want to be like, there. Yeah. Anyway, held her there for 2 hours. Then they finished whatever. She said finally after 2 hours. Got up, walked out, and she went to walk to her car and a huge black SUV van pulls up and she's just like, holy shit, unlocks her car, gets in the passenger side, shuts her door and locks it and hears tracking complete, tracking complete. So she thinks they've been in her car tracking her. Anyway.
Oh.
Yeah.
What'd she do about the tracking?
Where would she hear that? Like what? Like a gadget?
I don't know.
Can we do part two? Because I need to.
I don't know.
So anyway, and she was just saying, like, please don't be complacent. Like, you think LinkedIn safe? It's 2023. She's like, this was happening in California.
The world's safe. It's like this was
happening in LA.
Wow.
And they were trying to traffic her.
Big time.
Everywhere. All day, every day.
Did you hear that there was a dead body on Glenelg Beach this morning?
Are you serious?
Floating in the water, actually.
Is there any more to that? That's the beach in Adelaide, by the way.
Oh, yes, a beach.
The local
where you think we're safe. But, yeah, well, we don't know what happened. But, yeah, very scary stuff.
Now, I've had a really tough time with childcare drop-off.
Sorry, did you cut your hair?
No, but I want to.
It looks like you've chopped it there.
Yeah, no, I think it's just because I haven't straightened it or curled it and now I like have no placement for this.
Are you going to get bangs?
No, I want to cut my hair short.
Yeah.
Big time. But I'm like fully stressed about it because I'm like, am I going to regret that? Like I want to do full chop.
I feel like can you wait until you're 30? You might regret it. I don't know. Just coming from a 33-year-old.
But you don't regret it. You've flourished. You've actually turned into a better human.
I know.
It's like you've cut off all your worries and
that. Dead weight.
Yeah, you're dead weight.
Oh my God, do it then.
I actually saw a photo of you the other day.
Yeah.
Here and I said, I don't recognize that girl.
And nor do I want to.
Not good or?
No. I just like now with the short hair.
The short hair.
It was just.
It was too much.
Well, it was. You were still like really pretty.
Super cool.
But because it was just flat.
I think it was just, like you said, you just, you seem brighter.
Okay.
So I think you should do
better.
It.
Better. The away. I know, I've actually got some super cool news to share. I've just booked in. So since I had Albie and Gracie, I used to have dead straight hair, like wash it, air dry it, and I'm people really would think that I've straightened my hair. And I'm getting my hair permanently straightened.
The organic one. I saw that pop up in my feed and I thought one of you girls is organized.
Yeah.
Book in.
Yep.
And me. I thought, wow.
A girlfriend got it done and I was like, I'm going to get that done. Like, when are you going? Need to get August 14th and it's organic and they literally just straighten your hair.
It's one less thing that you've got to do in the morning and you always look done up.
Yes. So and even to curl my hair, like it's already dead straight, so then to wave it is just so easy.
So if you cut your hair, are you going to colour it?
Yeah, really blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also I'm a big chance to pull out and just go blonde again. I put some obviously brown through my hair that you can see. Big regrets. I just feel super dull.
Yeah.
I just feel...
No, I mean, I really like it, but personally when my regrowth starts, like, I'm just like, get it away.
Have you guys seen on TikTok or just social media the really bad things happening with the eyelash serums?
No.
So, you know the eyelash serums that people are using and, like, eyebrow ones to help
them
grow? So there's, like, in a lot of the brands there's something called prostaglandins or something. Anyway, it makes – has all these crazy side effects, but I've just found a natural one that doesn't have them.
Okay.
And I just started using it last night. It's just another gimmick that I fell for.
No. Yeah.
But I did put it through my brows too because there are sparse hairs and I've taken like a progress.
What's sparse hairs?
I think not much of.
Oh, okay.
You could say like there's definitely like
room for improvement.
Yeah. So anyway, I'll keep everyone updated on that.
Well, I have a bit of a beauty hack and it's actually not natural, so don't come for me, everyone, because I'm low tox. Don't abuse me.
Say something.
Yeah, so we need to get it out.
Yeah. People have been coming for Lil, right, about some things that she does that aren't low tox.
Yes, I have a drink and I vape. Like, shoot me in the foot for having a good time.
She's never claimed to be like this full low tox queen. She loves a drink. She loves a social vape. She's not the queen of low tox.
I eat mac and cheese.
You just change a few things within your day that to are low tox.
Yes, for multiple reasons. For my babies, for my house. Like,
but she still likes Botox.
I still like Botox. I still like a good time.
Like Botox.
I still like to use some chemical products in my routine. Yes, when there's an effective natural formula there, I will opt for it. So if you want to opt, you know, create a 100% natural vape, great, just send it my way. But until then.
Yeah. Because someone wrote in, why does Lil vape if she's so low tox? It's not like she's puffing on a vape at all.
We all died.
Yeah. And I was just like.
We actually were in laughing fits because we were like, don't come for me because
poor Lil.
I make natural choices. And, you know, it's the same like concept, you know, when. You're like, oh, okay, just because I don't do it 100%, should I just throw the towel in?
Yeah, exactly. You're doing your bit.
More than a lot of you are. So anyway.
We're all doing the best we can.
Yes, this is a chemical product.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. From Mecca, the Dr. Dennis wipes, the exfoliant wipes. Yeah. So it's a two-step thing and it's like an exfoliant and then a something over the top. Holy shit, does it work? Yes.
So in what regard? What it gets rid of?
Well, I really struggle with like, you know, like the rough feeling of like, you need to exfoliate. Yeah. Like your pores feel blocked.
You just want that squeaky clean baby feel.
And it does it. And also like blackheads, like literally like you can just feel them gone. Anyway, amazing. The Dr. Dennis wipes, like two-step. Because I was always hesitant because it's really expensive. And I was like, no, I fucking had it. I've read the reviews. I'm doing it.
How expensive are we talking?
Well, like $100 for a box or over.
And how many are in there?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe like a month's worth. Nah, like enough for a month.
And you use it what, how often?
Well, I was using it every day and like it was amazing, except but then I just changed it to every 2 to 3 days because it was so effective. And like some people use it every day. Oh my God.
Does it help with pimples then?
Big time.
Wow.
Big time.
Love it.
I've been on a bit of a ticking. What do you think I'm going to say?
Don't know. It sounds super cool.
Yeah. I've just been like trying to organize my life. Mm-hmm. You know, when you've had those things that you've had on the list for so long. So one of them is Luna's grommets.
What is that? What you were talking about
on the phone for? Yeah.
We had the consult in April, and it was ready to go. And I put off booking the surgery date.
Understand?
It's now the end of July, and she's booked in for the 24th of August.
Wow!
So it's just like one
well done
thing that I've ticked off the list. It's always going to be hard. Like it's never going to be a gorgeous time to get the grommets.
She'll be a new baby.
Yeah. Big time. So
look, at least there's no actual recovery time, though, is there, for grommets?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I think
they're actually out that day jumping and skipping around. Oh, I wasn't. Mum tells me that I was getting wheeled down the corridor screaming furious at
her. You just told
her.
Me those no downtime.
Well, it's because I wanted my mum, but I'm not talking about the actual recovery. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like in hospitals.
No, I don't think so.
But
wow, good girl.
I just think life will be a lot easier when she's not got ear infections every 2 weeks. And well, she has been on that many antibiotics with burst eardrums. It just cannot be good for her.
No.
So I'm doing it. I've bitten the bullet. And the other thing is Nate booked a party planner.
Yes. Oh, tell us everything.
Because it's so soon.
Well, that's correct. So
what are we doing?
I don't really want to organise my own party because I just feel like that's.
And I'm sorry we can't. We just
don't have time. I wouldn't ask you guys to be honest.
No.
Absolutely not. So I said to Nate, like, it's your time to shine, doll. Like, you know, you always want to be involved and you always have FOMO. So this is your time. And he said, I've got undiagnosed ADHD. I can't. Mm-hmm. Like he tried to organise like one thing and like had a mental breakdown.
Mm.
So he was like, I'm just going to get a party plan. And it's been the funnest thing. She came to our house. And
nice girl.
Like, gorgeous girl.
Her name fun? Is she fun?
Fun. Fun.
I feel like I'd be a party fan.
And she was like, oh, my God. Like, now that I'm here in the space because it's house party, she's like, getting this here. And she's like organising like furniture.
Tell us what's the thing.
It's a white Hamptons. I always can't say that word. White Hamptons style party. So take that to mean what you will. It's open for interpretation. But
wow, I'm so excited.
But
super excited.
And I've got a dress that's just nightmare. I got a dress, that Diamante one.
Yeah.
And it's like it did say
did it not work because I think that is a blessing. It's not Hampton's theme.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Like I was like, well,
isn't it meant to be white? Yeah.
But also,
it
was giving disco. It wasn't giving Hampton's.
Okay. But anyway, I've got a new dress. I'll show you guys after, and I'll do a try on reveal for you guys today.
I think is it here?
Like it. No, it's at home. But I'll just like FaceTime. In your video.
Really excited.
Yeah.
So how was your first night out? Your real first night out?
Honestly.
Fucking fun.
It was so fun.
Guys, we got in this Uber. Ren, tell them.
Okay, so we got in this Uber. We thought, okay, we might just go to the club just for a little bit.
It's a jig. What is the club these days?
Well,
this one was something anxiety. That I've never seen before. Strobe light.
Worse than Ren's go back.
Worse.
Music with no words or there's words and then it was cut off straight away.
The music, it had no beat and Ren turned to one of our friends at one point and was like, do you know this song? And I was like, Ren, no one knows this song. This isn't a song.
But
and I said to Ren every time we went to the toilet and then we'd come out, I would be like, here we go again.
Yeah, here we go.
Let's do again. We can do
that. Yeah. That's how it felt.
That looked so fun.
So fun.
I did feel super old, I have to say.
You looked so young, though.
Yeah. You wouldn't have
looked. Well, my Botox is kicking in, so.
The Botox is Botox.
Yeah.
I have to say my nurse yesterday was super shocked that I have two kids. She's like, you do not look old enough. I was like, I'm nearly 30. And I was like.
I know everyone's like, is this your first baby? I'm like, it's actually my third. So
yeah. So cool.
Yeah. But it was super fun.
But the Uber had
a disco ball. And a giant iPad with Spotify. You could put any song you wanted.
The whole roof was clear. Why? Not like a normal skylight, like a giant see-through roof. And then like we got in and we're like, woo! And then he just turned the music up so loud. I was like, actually go down a bit.
He knew you needed a
good thing. Yes. What are the fucking chances? My side street in my suburb, this Uber.
On this night.
He lives from, like, in a completely opposite side of Adelaide.
Nice time, actually.
Yes. Yeah.
Big time. Yeah. So fun. So, yeah, I felt like a bit of myself again, but, you know, back to reality on Sunday.
It's hard, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's real.
Only just recovering, really.
Yeah. But worth it. Just get ready to do it all again.
And another update, Lil is in the warehouse and we are recording. Tell everyone, like, I'm literally, well, it's our office too now. I literally said we're piggybacking off Lil's success and setting up camp here.
Yeah, big time. We need to get some wall decals so our videos look so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. I'm just, like, run off my feet, really.
Really, because it seems like there's a lot of mucking around going on. Really, that's what I've been seeing. There's a lot of stuff in the bin as well over there that the aesthetics were aesthetic for one day and now there's a lot of wrappers.
A lot of Turkish delight, a lot of coffee.
A lot of lunch. A lot of, do you know what it's giving?
What?
It's giving cops on their donut breaks but all day. Do you know what I mean? Lou's like to Keely, her employee, so what are we getting for lunch today? And we're like, do you get takeaway every day? And she's like, nah, sometimes I'll bring a crusket but usually I'll get
cold briskets today. Cold outside and you're like, I'm not having fucking cruscuts and Philly cheese. No. I'm having something yum.
Yeah, yeah. Big time. Yeah.
It's also a bit of a reward, don't you think?
Yeah, it gets you through the day. Yeah. Not that, you know, this is so fun. I don't have much to get through. But still, the girls walked in, they're like, wow, we need to be in here every day because it's just so fun. High vibes.
Me and mate might set up like a little
office. You have to. Get out of bed and into the office big time.
That's right.
There's always like these bed desks that I'm always like, Steph, you should get these because she likes to work from bed.
Yeah. It just comes over the top.
It's just where I thrive. It's
but you can thrive here now.
I could.
On that note.
We'll love you and leave you. And we promise we're back to regular programming.
We had 1 week off, didn't we?
It's like we've had a lot of missing weeks lately.
And it was just like 2 out of 4.
There was like a 3 week gap.
No.
Yeah, there was.
What, from last time?
We did the Ziggy, he's here episode, and then there was 3 weeks between.
Well, we're doing our best, and that's all we can do.
That's all we can do. But we appreciate
you. You deserve more.
Don't worry, Steph's fucking great.
That's right. Leave us Kardashian's here. Leave us a review or Ziggy will be so sad.
Oh my God. Love you. Bye.